Joining us on the line now from the States is singer Maxi Priest. He was the first reggae artist to have a number one hit worldwide. He's sold over 15 million albums and he's the most successful solo act in British reggae history. He's got a new album out called Easy to Love, which is an effortless blend of reggae, R&B and dancehall. And also he has a song out called Gibraltar in the Sun, which is all about Gibraltar, as it says in the title. And the video was filmed in Gibraltar as well. So looking forward to hearing more about that. Welcome to the show, Maxi.
Thank you very much. I say good morning to you, though.
We can say good morning. No problem. It's morning. It's pretty early where you are, isn't it?
It sure is. It sure is.
Well, we appreciate you chatting. I'm fine, thank you. I'm fine. And
good,
we were just talking off air, talking about how busy you are. You've been to Canada, you're now in New York, and going back to the UK shortly, but then back to the States for another gig. So it's all busy in your world.
Oh, most definitely. I've been blessed to be doing what I'm doing for, I guess, for the period of time that I've been doing it. Still busy, still going around, doing what I love.
That's great. And can you remember where your love of music came from and how you got into the industry?
Oh, my gosh. I think from day one, from the day I knew myself, I've had a massive love for music, the art of singing, you know, singing at church. I was brought up in Pentecostal church. My mother was a missionary in Pentecostal church. The whole family went to church. My mother was always singing, so I can imagine me being inside my mother's stomach and she's singing away. So I guess I was born into it.
Yeah. And when you grew up, you listened to a real wide variety of music, didn't you? From Frank Sinatra to Elvis Presley, the Beatles, everything.
Everything was, I guess, you know, being brought up in England, it's such a massive melting pot of music. I think we were spoiled, I think, when it came to different genres of music.
And was it a sort of obvious choice going down the reggae route, do you think, for you?
I think it was a kind of obvious beginning, but I don't think it really kind of stops there for me. It goes right across the board for me. So many different things. I've worked with Roberta Flack, Arif Martin, Lee Ritenour. I had the privilege of working right across the board and doing all different genres of music. I've had it number one in the jazz charts. You know, I've been in the pop charts. I've been blessed.
Do you make a sort of conscious effort each time then to think, okay, I want to tackle something different?
Oh, definitely. Because I don't want to really be stuck anywhere. I just love the art of singing. I love the feeling. I love the different genres of music styles. My passion and my love for it goes right across the board, you know, and that's my feeling. It's really difficult for me to kind of say I want to sit in one genre of music. I just have such a ear and such a feeling for music right across the board.
And with regards to songwriting, how does that process work for you? I know it can be different for every musician. Each time you write a song, do you go through the same kind of process or can it differ a bit?
I think it differs a lot. It just depends on sometimes who I'm working with, if I'm working or if I start something for myself. I guess if I kick something off, it's normally a lyric and melody. If I'm working with somebody who's created a beat, the beat has a lot to do with driving the kind of vibe that you're going to create. If I'm working with a musician on a guitar or piano or something like that, you know, that's also going to have some influence in what direction or how the feeling that we're going to go for.
Yeah.
As well as I might have a specific idea that I just want to kind of go for.
I was going to say, with regards to the ideas, with regards to the subject matter that you're singing about and the lyrics, I interview a lot of authors and they often say, you know, things that happen to them or conversations that they overhear can inspire a character in a book or it can inspire a storyline in a book. Is it the same for songwriting for you?
Most definitely. Anything can trigger off an idea for a title or a line for a song. You know, there's so many sayings that we've grown up with that our parents then might have said to us. That you might be walking along the road and somebody says something to somebody and you kind of think, oh, wow. Being creative, I think you just have an open mind. Sometimes you're in conversation and you hear something else during that conversation. You can almost go, hang on a minute, I just heard something. Can I just put this down on my phone or something like that?
Yeah.
You know, because you don't want it to kind of escape either, because an idea is something that comes and then it goes.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't make use of it, it can just disappear.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then you find yourself in a few days' time going, oh, I thought of something the other day. What was it? And that must be so annoying.
Yeah, and frustrated, you know, because you know this, but sometimes you just don't actually act on it at the time.
Mm.
And then that really becomes frustrating.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me about your love of Gibraltar. When did you first go there?
Oh, man. I didn't get to Gibraltar till late in comparison to how long they have been supporting my music. I didn't get there till late. I'm not sure exactly the first time I went there, but it wasn't that long ago.
Mm.
But when I got there, I got all these stories about when the border was closed.
Yeah.
In Gibraltar, when they couldn't cross the border to go into Spain and Spain couldn't come into Gibraltar and stuff like that. So people would tell me that, you know, they'd be driving around the island just playing my music. And just on a Sunday, they would just drive around the rock and, you know, in circles, bopping to my music and stuff like that. I know. As I'm saying this, I'm closing my eyes and kind of imagining it as well, because when they told me about it, I was really chuffed. Because,
yeah.
You know, that's like, wow. what more can you ask for?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, somebody, you've written a song, blank piece of paper, an idea that came, and somebody comes up to you and says, well, every Sunday we used to drive around and listen to your music and laugh, joke, smile, whatever. That's really cool.
And you held a concert in Gibraltar last year, didn't you? Some of it which is featured in the video.
Yeah, in the rock, right in the caves of Gibraltar, which was, it's like a natural amphitheatre.
Mm.
It's an amazing little place. And obviously they've created the seating and created a little stage down there. I've played there quite a few times. And well, I remember the first time we went there, and then they took us to go and see the cave. And I said to them, I got to play in here. I have to play in here.
Hmm.
It doesn't really matter. I just got to play in this cave. We got the opportunity, and obviously some of it is in the video as well.
So the song is called Gibraltar in the Sun. And can you tell us a bit about it then? You're singing about Gibraltar, are you?
Yeah, because as I explained earlier on, the stories that everybody was telling me about it, I just really had this instant love for this place. And then also, as a kid, my parents would always used to say, you got to be strong like the Rock of Gibraltar. And we didn't really understand what it was, but it sounded like, yes, you know, got to be solid. You know, you got to stand on your feet and, you know, whatever it is that you were going for or whatever you were doing, playing soccer or whatever, you know, you got to be solid. You got to be strong like the Rock of Gibraltar. It just sounded great. But then when I went to Gibraltar and then they told us a story about how it was used in the war and stuff like that, and that was how the saying came about, it just all clicked for me.
Mm.
I had childhood memories of what my parents used to say to us, and I'd never been to this place. And then when I went to Gibraltar and then everybody was telling me their stories, everything just kind of lined up. I don't really have a clear story, but it had this automatic love for this place. And then they asked me if I would be interested in doing a song for their tourism, and I was like, what? You know, yeah, I'll have a go, you know? And it just felt like it was supposed to be.
Yeah. You know?
It's a great song and a great video, so we're looking forward to playing it moment now. But before then, I just have to ask you, with all these concerts and gigs that you're doing around the world, do you have a particular favourite song that you love to perform that really gets the crowd going?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to say Easy to Love for now. Every song has its time period of madness, good madness, and then it becomes this child, and I guess when a child grows up, it just takes its part in the world.
Oh.
That's kind of like how I feel about my songs.
Yeah, lovely. Well, yeah. It's been great chatting with you, Maxi Priest. Thank you very much for joining us. Listeners can get a copy of your latest album, Easy to Love, which is out now. Maxi Priest, thank you very much for joining us, and looking forward to seeing you next time you're in Gibraltar.
God bless you, and thank you to everybody for their support over the years. And no matter what you're doing, I wish you all the best.
No lie. Maxi Priest and his song about Gibraltar, Gibraltar in the Sun.